From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Kathy Hochul's office, September 19th, announced a multi-agency plan to get needed drivers into school buses statewide. The effort includes reaching out to already licensed commercial drivers to determine if there may be interest in driving for school districts and independent bus companies, as well as using Department of Labor information to recruit drivers who are currently unemployed. The State Department of Motor Vehicles is also expediting the process for CDL completion by removing the 14-day waiting period between the permit test and the road test. The department will also work with county DMVs to increase capacity to administer written exams and road tests. It can normally take up to 12 weeks for a new candidate to be licensed to drive a bus. Hochul's office also said New York will open up new commercial driving testing sites by partnering with SUNY, the Thruway Authority, New York Racing Association, and the Office of General Services to use large lots for the road test. For school staff who currently hold a commercial license, the state will set up expedited testing to get a permit to drive vans and buses temporarily. The shortage of bus drivers, which is part of overall employment shortages during the coronavirus pandemic, has greatly impacted some school districts. Hochul also encouraged schools, and I quote, to pursue creative and innovative ways to offer a wide array of benefits for school bus drivers that were previously not considered, end quote, including signing and retention bonuses and expansion of benefits to drivers. The governor's office said schools can use federal funds to provide those additional benefits, but stopped short of providing any details. Read the full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Police and the State Office of Children and Family Services are conducting separate investigations into a large fight on September 15th at the Brookwood Secure Center for Youth that left three staff members injured. John R. Craig, OCFS Communications Officer, said roughly a dozen residents at the center in Clybrook were involved. The incident allegedly began when several young people rushed a unit door as it was being unlocked. At approximately 1:35 p.m., dozens of officers from multiple police agencies responded to the center at 419 Spook Rock Road. According to Aaron Hicks, Public Information Officer for State Police Troop K, law enforcement gained control and the facility was then secured. Hicks said three staff members were taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital for treatment and then released. The nature of the injuries suffered by staff were not disclosed. Craig said staff sick leave, COVID-19 protocols, administrative leave, and other factors have temporarily reduced the number of full-time available staff at Brookwood. He said OCFS has addressed this by employing voluntary or mandatory overtime and the employment of per diem staff to augment the regular workforce. Craig said Brookwood Secure Center is staffed for the 74 youths now living in 8 units at the facility. Brookwood can accommodate 155 youth. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Republican U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin, September 18th, confirmed he was diagnosed with leukemia in November. Zeldin said he is now in remission and that the diagnosis would not affect his campaign for governor. He said in a statement released by his campaign, and I quote, "Through early detection last November, I was diagnosed with early-stage chronic myeloid leukemia. I then began treatment with an immediately positive response and no side effects. Over the last 9 months, I have achieved complete remission and am expected to live a normal life," end quote. Zeldin said he would continue to campaign for the GOP nomination, hitting various stops across the state in the coming days. In a statement, Zeldin's hematologist, Jeffrey Basurka, said, and I quote, "Congressman Zeldin is incredibly healthy, is expected to enjoy a normal life and has no evidence of disease," end quote. An attorney and committed conservative from Long Island, Zeldin is one of five GOP candidates running for governor in 2022. State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy this summer declared Zeldin the party's frontrunner. He is a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump. In 2019, during Trump's first impeachment trial, Zeldin spoke more than any other Republican in defense of the former president, according to an NBC News analysis of the impeachment transcripts. And hours after a violent armed mob stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overthrow the U.S. government on January 6, Zeldin voted against the certification of the 2020 presidential election results. And you can read more about that story at nystateofpolitics.com. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the remnants of two hurricanes that blew through the Hudson Valley recently may be the cause of some of the dead deer lying next to local ponds and lakes. Deers with epizootic hemorrhagic disease have been found dead recently in Greene, Columbia, Ulster, and Dutchess counties and on Long Island, and there are suspected cases in Albany, Rensselaer, Orange, Sullivan, Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester counties. Bites from midges cause fever and hemorrhaging in deer, which can appear lame or dehydrated and often seek out water sources before dying within 36 hours of infection. DEC Game Management Section Head Mike Chavone says the hurricane pushed many biting midgets into the Northeast. He said, and I quote, "That may be what happened again this year. At this point, we're not sure," end quote. The local deer, it seems, have not reached herd immunity. He said, and I quote, "Deer in the South have developed resistance to the virus and they don't get too sick. In New York, there's no real resistance, so we see larger mortality events. This may change over time if we see annual outbreaks in New York," end quote. In September and October 2020, 1,500 deer were killed by the virus in the lower Hudson Valley. The first frost should kill off most of the midges before the November 20th first day of hunting season. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.